Welcome to another episode of In Conversation, a series of discussions amongst Cyclotics team members and creative colleagues on subjects of personal and professional interest. For today's chat, we welcome Jaime Patino Calvo, interactive designer at Athletics. As an interactive designer, Jaime works at the intersection of brand, design, and digital. And we're talking to Jaime today to learn a little bit about more his upbringing in Colombia and his journey as a designer and his work as a painter and an artist and how that informs his professional process. So with that, I welcome Jaime to In Conversation. How are you?
Hi, Matt. All good. Doing good.
Good. I wanted to, you know, we've been working together for a little while and wanted to, you know, get a little insight into yourself and where you're from and how you got into design.
Cool. Yeah. I'm from Colombia. I was born there. And me and my family moved to the States when I was 13 years old. I didn't speak any English, so I had to learn that. We were lucky that we moved to Miami, so everyone in Miami speaks Spanish. So that was a good thing. My kind of introduction into art was through my dad. My dad was an actual designer in Colombia.
Oh, wow.
He worked in advertising, and he worked for this agency that was owned by Ogilvy back in those days. So he's pretty much kind of like my sort of artistic hero, to be honest. He's a very creative guy. And even after, like, you know, he had to drop that when we moved to the States. But even after that, he's just been very creative. So that's kind of where I got my sort of artistic drive and input. I pretty much grew up around that when I was young. And then when we moved to the States, I'd sort of naturally kind of gravitated towards art. And so, like, in middle school, I was already, like, drawing. And when I got to high school, I started to then I enrolled into the AP art classes. And so you kind of start to see that sort of ball rolling down the hill, where now my teachers are like, hey, you know what? You should get into graphic design or something. And at that point, I didn't know what graphic design was until my junior year, I think it was my junior year of community college. My teacher was like, hey kid, you got talent, but you need to leave Miami. There's nothing here for you.
Yeah.
And so he was like, he's like, you need to go to New York, Chicago, San Francisco, if you really want to do something. And that really was the kind of like the push. And I found a scholarship for soccer, because I also play soccer. So I got a scholarship at this art school in San Francisco, and they're like, hey, you wanna get free money? I was like, yeah, we'll play and go to art school. And man, it worked out. So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, do you think it's this amazing journey from Colombia to Miami to San Francisco to New York, right? Yeah. I was curious to know, you know, for you, do you feel like there is, you know, the design scene in New York now and in America in general, and do you feel like growing up in Colombia and coming to the States and that sort of cultural difference, kind of where you came from and how you were raised and your dad's philosophy on art and design, do you think, just curious to see what did that look like for you? How did that feel? And how did that translate into the kind of bringing that to school and into work?
Yeah, that's a good question. I feel like what I got from my dad was personality. It's a Colombian culture is very colorful, not just on like the way we express ourselves, the colors of the tropical fruits. All of that, like if you go to Colombia, color is a thing. And so we're just colorful all around. So when I started to get into design, like I just don't shy away from color, where I feel like design tends to create a lot of systematic color systems. When I first started, I was just like color crazy, which I think that's more like an aesthetic side. But my dad always told me, it's like, Don't be afraid to bring your personality into your work. So, and I think that's that comes a lot also from just that Colombian culture, that it's very, we're very expressive, and we want you to like know that we care, and we want to like, it's family oriented. It's like, you know, my mom, for example, is like, she worries when I don't eat, you know, it's like this sort of worriness and making sure that everything's okay. And that to me just, my design, especially when I was going through school, was like about that. It's like expression. I want people to like react, feel. Is it by color, typography, and or by texture? You know, I used to do a lot of like, I used to bring a lot of my, a lot of like hand drawn things to my design work at school.
Mm-hmm.
And even like a funny anecdote, when one of my first projects when I was an intern here in New York, I did this like little like watercolor thing, and then the partner at that at this studio was like, yo, let's use that for the project. And we to the client, the client's like, I love the watercolor. Mm-hmm. And so we scanned these watercolors and became like this like background gradients. And so yeah, that to me just like it has a mix of like my Colombian background, my dad just being very like, just like, you know, be yourself, and then you kind of start to see a little bit of like my hand, my art becoming like mesh into that process.
Totally. You know, and it's interesting to hear that, because it's like, I think when I'm in school, when I was in school and seeing your work, it's like expression and emotion are so important. But then as you go into the professional environment, it's and see all these other influences, it becomes one of many ingredients, right? And sure. And I'm curious to know a little bit about, you know, before you came to athletics, you had worked at a couple other agencies, and I wanted to kind of get a little insight into your transition from school into working, and yep. maybe a little bit about what you learned early on and how that kind of evolved into digital and to where you are now. I'd be curious to know that.
Yeah. Awesome. So when I first got out of school, I was in San Francisco. In San Francisco at that point, I got in San Francisco in 08, and that mm-hmm. was still like San Francisco, still had a vibe. And then when I left school, it was 2012. And it was like Silicon Valley, right? And I essentially started working at a startup. So that's how I kind of got my sort of hands in like the digital world, but it was mm-hmm. like an in-house startup. And so that's how I kind of got into digital. I honestly almost got to packaging, but the opportunity fell through. So now like not packaging, but so then from there, I was like, you know what? I kind of don't want to go into this rabbit hole of like in-house. I want to keep doing graphic design, pure graphic design. And then New York was like, that's where you could find like good, still good graphic design studio. So came to New York. And so my first gig was at Carbone Smolin agency, which at that point, they were purely brand. They were like literally like a branding agency. But they were branching out into digital. And so I kind of came into this like middle point where I could do brand, but I started to work in the digital side of things. And I started to design websites and started to design digital experiences. And I started to like really get more into that. And I kind of like slowly started to veer that way. But what I liked about that environment was that we're still very good at branding. So they understood what branding was and how to like, you know, create like really good systems. But that digital was becoming part of that branding experience, not just the website, but like it could become the whole experience as well. And so that to me was very powerful. And then I kind of went into another, into Happy Cog, which it's another digital, they were more digital than Carbone Smolin. And that was for me to kind of get more experience with like a true developer, like the developer side of things, because at CSA we had to like outsource the developers, right? Mm-hmm. So like we outsource that sort of developing work, where with Happy Cock it was like all in-house. And so I kind of got a lot of like really good experience working side by side with developers. but I think they were lacking the branding side. And now fast forward to athletics, it's kind of like full circle. I was like, I kind of want to still be in the middle, kind of like what I was doing at Carbone, but you know, with like this sort of new energy. And I've always been a fan of athletics work, and that's the reason why I kind of came knocking on the door. It's like, I'm a fan, and there's an opportunity for me to kind of, you know, work in that intersection again. And yeah, that's
cool. I mean, at that intersection, it's very interesting. You know, there's a lot of challenges there and there's a lot of opportunities there. And I know you worked on New York Review of Books a bit that just launched recently.
Yeah.
And just wanted to kind of get a little insight into maybe your experience in that middle space between brand and technology and what excites you about that area. Where do you feel like the most opportunities are and kind of where you see yourself going?
Yeah. So that project was fun because from a brand perspective, the New York Review of Books had like they had a legacy already.
Mm-hmm.
So the good thing with when you have a sort of brand perspective, you work with the legacy, you don't ignore it. So we really took that legacy, which meant like going over their archive and looking at their cover artwork, which is very like eclectic and like really cool, very sort of like cartoony and sort of New York driven. And we said, you know what, we could like really make this sort of almost like freshen up that look in a digital form. So we are kind of tackling both ends. We have, we keep your legacy, but we are like giving it a new life. And I think the client really loved that because we didn't come in and say like, you know what, scratch that. We're going to start, you know, we're going to start fresh.
Right.
It's, I think that's the intersection, right? That to me personally, and kind of going back to what we're talking about personality, it's like, I kind of like want, like you got to reserve, like keep that personality alive. Don't ignore it. It's like, don't tear down the building, right? It's like, keep the building, but make it feel fresh. And so that's what we did. If you look at the experience right now, we really took cues from the color system. It's all about the covers. We really brought up their illustrations because they have like a library of illustrations that is amazing. We kind of gave those like a spotlight through the experience. And so those are the branding moments, and that the technology, it's everything else, right? The
yeah.
system, how they could build pages. They are an editorial company, right? So how can we give them the tools to create collections, article pages, different ways to express an article? Is it a feature? Is it an archive article? Is it just more like a blog piece, you know? So that's the digital, right? And so you kind of start to see how we merge those two things in the intersection. I think that project, it's really reflects that. I think that's why we've gotten such good feedback from not just the client, but people that actually read the magazine.
Totally. And, you know, I think you bring up a really great point, which is, you know, what brand and design is about is expression through systems at the end of the day. And I think, you know, at athletics, you know, that's when we're design first, obviously, and we're brand first, but it's always expression through systems.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that's where I've seen you really shine, is you're taking that personality, if you will, of who you are and what you're all about, and you're being able to have it live and be an ingredient within a larger system, and having that system be really flexible and dynamic.
Yeah, sure.
Totally. And I wanted to just ask a little bit about your paintings. You know, I know that you do, as much as you're a designer with us, you do your own artwork, and just, yeah, tell us a little bit about that passion and how long you've been doing it and how that kind of informs your design work.
Yeah, painting. So that comes a long way. My parents, back in Colombia, my parents were like very into after school programs. So either like music class or anything that will keep you busy and not just like be in front of a TV. So they put me in an art class, and it stuck with me. And so I just kept kind of going. So when we moved to the States, one thing that I kind of got really into was graffiti. And from that, I started to draw the little cartoons from the back of the newspaper, especially the Boondocks. I used to start to redraw the Boondocks and then mimicking the style of like bubble letters and graffiti. And I little by little started to like get into this like drawing. It became a drawing habit, where it was a habit for me to just continue to draw every time, either in the back of my notebook or like creating like covers for my notebooks. So little by little, as I was kind of going now in high school, then college, university, I kept that habit. So I never stopped drawing. I just kept drawing and drawing and drawing and drawing. Even through like design school, I just kept drawing and drawing and drawing. And now, you know, an adult with a career, I'm still drawing. And so now what is happening is I'm taking all of those sort of explorations and ideas that I have in my head, and I'm literally creating a practice of painting. And so the paintings that I just finished last year, it was essentially creating a process where I was like, I'm going to study, not study, but I'm going to, I want to take these pictures and create an abstraction of them. And then I'm going to do some drawings, and then I'm going to make the paintings, and then I'm going to make this many paintings. And it just became, and so I literally slowly but surely, I started to create a kind of like just a practice where like every time after I finish work, I just like become a bit of a painter. And so I finished that last year. And then this year I'm working on a new series following the same sort of process, which is like, there's a concept that I want to explore. I'm reading a lot about it. Now I'm drawing a lot. And then at one point I switched to like the paintings, which are the last part of the process.
Right. The last part of the execution.
Right.
It almost seems like as a designer, you've taken the notion of process and steps and kind of applied it to your own 100%, creative.
100%. Which I feel like if a true painter is going to be like too rigid, but it kind of works for me because, you know, like,
process allows you the discipline to keep going and keep exploring. If it's, I've seen this in your own work. It's like if it can be arbitrary, but there has to be a system. There has to be a system to keep you iterating.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, that totally makes sense, and it's what keeps me consistent. And now I'm like seeing kind of the fruit of it, where I can't be consistent and really create like a body of work that I could, you know, feel good about it.
Totally. And tell me a little bit about how kind of your career as a designer and doing digital and how your paintings interact with one another. They're very different, obviously, but they kind of inform one another. Yeah. Just how do you see them in your life?
That's a great question. Like I see them as, this is how I see them. I see them as separate. I see them as like two different sides of my brain. So design, it's about systems, and it's about communication, right? It needs to be, we put in websites together, right? Mm-hmm. It needs to be clear, it needs to be communicate. We need to take the user down a journey to get to where they want to get. It needs to be clear. Where art for me is very emotional, and it's very, it is very emotional, very personal, right? Now, where I could say they interact is the personal, right? Because I take my work, my design work, very personal. You know, like I care for it. Same thing that I care for my art. But the expressions are very different. And, you know, within design, you know, we're working with clients for my paintings. I'm working with my own topics. But I can also create a nice sort of bridge, because those topics can lend me to new ideas. So right. Anytime I'm exploring a topic, I'm literally writing down like other ideas that come from that exploration. And those ideas are like any idea, right? Those ideas, you could express them however you want. They could become a drawing or a painting, or they could become a concept in a mood world, right? For a website. So, right. So that to me is where those sort of bridges, like there's just some like bridges that connect, but I still sort of see them separately, right? If that makes sense.
Yeah, they're different. They're different sides of you in a way. They're different sides of your personality in a lot of ways. Yeah. That's awesome. You know, as we've been over a crazy year and we've done a lot and we've all had challenges. Just curious to know, you know, any dreams and hopes and aspirations for this year. You know, that building off of all the painting and design work from last year.
It was a tough year last year, you know, I think for everyone, but it was at the same time because the distractions were less. I felt so productive in my personal work. What I'm hoping for this year is like, I can harness that focus, sort of that the focusness, if that's even a word, but I want to harness that and like just keep pushing. Because I just really enjoy, just working on my personal project. So I want to stay consistent and productive and hope to kind of manage that as we slowly slowly get back to, more like normal flow. But yeah, that's kind of like
my hope. Sort of like, it doesn't matter what's going on in the world. It's all about bringing your personality to the table, and making sure that that's always top of mind.
Yeah, for sure. I think like one of the things that one of my first thoughts when we kind of went on lockdown was that I hope that everyone gets a chance to kind of like get right within themselves. Because it's such a, there's less distractions and now all you have is you, and it's a good time to then like think about like what's really important to you. Is there anything that you want to like do better at work or with your personal work or whatever that is? Like, I was just hoping like hopefully everyone takes advantage of this to just get right, because this is a nice, it sounds awful, but it's like it's a break almost.
Yeah, totally. Well, this is awesome. It's so great to chat with you, and it's so great to hear about your story. And any parting thoughts before the end of this?
No, this was great. It was fun. I hope to hear more of these with my other coworkers.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much, Jaime. And this is In Conversation. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Matt.
All right. Bye.
Bye.